Behind the wheel this morning, Toyota is in hot pursuit of the title of the world's biggest automaker in global vehicle sales. This morning, the company has released its plan to dethrone GM. And joining us this morning with more, CNBC's auto reporter Phil LeBeau. Phil, looks like they got a shot at this, doesn't it?
Yeah, that could happen this year, Carl. The latest numbers coming out of Tokyo this morning with Toyota's president giving a press conference outlining the goal. And take a look at where the sales are for Toyota and General Motors last year, this year. Now, this year, it's an estimate halfway through the year. They're probably going to end up tied. Toyota might be slightly ahead, but next year, Toyota is expected to pull ahead at 9.8 million vehicles. And then look at 2009. They are projected to build 10.4 million vehicles, which would be the greatest number of vehicles built by an automaker ever in one year. Whether or not Toyota can match that was brought up to the president of Toyota, Katsuaki Watanabe, and here's what he had to say this morning in Tokyo. He said that the company will take on all risks that are out there and all markets, and for Toyota, that means aggressively expanding, not only in Europe and the United States, where they've come on strong, but also in China, India, Russia. That's really where the growth globally is going to come for Toyota. Quickly, let's take a look at a chart comparing the shares of Toyota versus General Motors over the last 3 years. Every time I show this, I hear from investors who say, enough already. We realize there's no comparison here, but it is worth taking a look at. Look at that, up 43% over the last 3 years. And again, Toyota expecting to set a record for one-year sales by 2009 with 10.4 million vehicles. Carl?
You're not piling on, Phil. You're just bringing the facts, right?
There you go.
You're just bringing the facts. Stick around because we want to dig deeper into what this means for the future of both Toyota and the Big Three. We'll bring in Michael Robinet. He's the Vice President of Global Vehicle Forecast with CSM Worldwide. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I guess the question is, where is Toyota exposed compared to where GM's exposed? Toyota's already mentioned things like subprime here in the U.S. as some headwinds they're going to face.
I think there's no doubt everybody's going to be facing these headwinds. Toyota, Honda, General Motors, everybody. But it's the different levels. Within North America, though, Toyota is still putting the full court press on Lexus, new full-size pickups, new Camry. They have a Corolla coming out next year. It's relentless. They're not going to stop.
Are they more exposed to those growth markets like Russia and China that Phil was just talking about?
They're very exposed to those growth markets, but that's all been within the plan. They look at the BRICS locations, the Brazil, Russia, India, China locations, and they also look at what we call non-Japan Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand. They're going to go very strong after those markets. They have the best breadth of any company on earth when it comes to the automotive industry.
Phil, I guess how easily could the Big Three unwind their own problems and get to a production level and a level of efficiency that would match Toyota's?
Well, I think when you're looking at Toyota and General Motors on a global scale, that GM has done a phenomenal job about leveraging its resources, particularly in Asia and in Korea. And the Chevy brand is growing very aggressively over in Asia as well as in Europe. The key for General Motors is going to be to leverage that international exposure and those international assembly factories to do even more in those developing markets. You know, we focus so much on GM, Ford, and Chrysler here in the United States. Yes, it's the largest market in the world, and they've had problems here, but the future really is going to depend on what they can do globally. And that's why you see even Chrysler realizing, hey, we've got to be more aggressive growing overseas because it's primarily a North American automaker right now.
Yeah, China is it the fastest growing automaker in China? Toyota is, Michael?
Toyota is doing very well. So is General Motors, actually. They're both doing extremely well in China. The real growth market that a lot of OEMs are looking at, vehicle manufacturers, India. That is the one market that a lot of manufacturers are looking at. And right behind it is Russia.
Are the emerging markets, are margins noticeably higher or lower out there?
Well, it's a margin play, but it's also a market share play. If you can be well set and get a good distribution network in those markets, you'll be set for years to come. But if you're late, you've got a real problem.
Interesting. Michael, Phil, I mean, I guess we'll be talking about it if and when the moment comes. But until then, it's awfully interesting to speculate about. Michael Robinet and our own Phil LeBeau.